Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Nicholas are lingering over South Louisiana, and that means 5, maybe 10 inches of rain through tomorrow. This comes just 2 weeks after Hurricane Ida, and all that water is slowing the recovery. Meantime, demand for contractors and housing materials is skyrocketing. Let's bring in Matt Sledge. He's a reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Matt, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, good to have you here. Can you set the scene for us? You've been reporting up the river from New Orleans in St. John the Baptist Parish. Tell us about the place and whether it's still an emergency there now.
Yeah, I think it's less of that intense emergency that it was 2 weeks ago or even a week ago. Most customers in St. John have electricity now. You can actually buy gasoline without waiting in line for hours. You know, the concerns now are, I think, more about dealing with your insurance company, dealing with the government, and the additional rain we've had over the last few days has not helped at all, because a lot of these houses also have wind damage, you know, that's torn off some shingles or even large parts of roofs. And if you don't have a tarp or some kind of protection up there, the water's coming right back in. And there's also this problem that we have in Orleans Parish as well of the trash contractors not picking up the trash. So everything stinks right now. You know, if you can imagine the contents of refrigerators just lying out in the hot Louisiana sun for 2 weeks, that's what we're surrounded by.
Wow. Well, let's talk about tarps and roofs. I mean, you've been reporting that Ida damaged some 80,000 roofs. I mean, this is a lot of damage in addition to the wind damage to the siding of homes. The Army Corps of Engineers does have an emergency roof program, but how's that going? How much of a resource is that to the people?
So it's really just getting off to a slow start. So in the meantime, people are putting up their own tarps or they're having roofers put up tarps because you've just got to get something on top of your roof. And, you know, some people found out very quickly that the tarp jobs they had applied themselves weren't very good and water started coming in. And I was actually driving around Jefferson Parish and I saw in two houses on the same street, people up on the roof in pouring rain, nailing down tarps and kind of fixing the jobs they had done weeks earlier.
I wonder if you have a personal anecdote about all this that kind of stays with you, whether you wrote about it or not, that you're like, this is one person I'm going to be thinking about for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I guess, a week after the storm, and I spoke with a woman who had lived in La Place for like 20 years and had this home that was really just her dream home. She was a retired school cook living on disability. And, you know, this had been the home where she entertained for her whole extended family, you know, loved to cook traditional South Louisiana foods there, you know, like some fried fish or something like that for people. And then in came Ida and just ripped off a bunch of her roof. She was there with her grandkids when this happened. Oh. And it was clearly a traumatizing experience. But still a week later, it was such a struggle to find somewhere affordable to stay because her home was unlivable that her and five of her relatives were sleeping in this rental SUV at gas stations every night. And it really just underlined just how people, you know, who went through very traumatic events when Ida made landfall have not had literally not had a moment's rest since then.
Wow. Now from far away, many of us might think about these trends. We have these storms that seem to be coming more frequently. Some of them are pretty significant storms. We're learning more about climate change amplifying this effect, and when the waters are warm, these storms are growing. Do you hear anyone trying to survive, kind of thinking about these big climate change and other questions, or are they just trying to get to tomorrow?
It's funny you should ask that, and it was literally like three or four days after the storm, and I was standing interviewing people in line at the Home Depot in La Place, and I was talking to one woman who actually worked at a chemical plant down here, and she just turns to me and says, "Global warming is real," you know, just almost shouts it at me. So yes, people are definitely thinking about it.
Matt Sledge is a reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate newspaper. Matt, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.